What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Glenn, and it's about how to congregate all your training data, I assume, in one spot. Before we get into that question, we've got to thank this month's sponsor, Aon Insurance, which has developed a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Go to aontriathlete.com, that's aontriathlete.com, for all the details about this. But one of the aspects of this insurance that's designed specifically for triathletes is their emergency medical insurance. With the amount of traveling that traditionally Ironman athletes do, racing all around the world, we have to worry about emergency medical insurance. And with Aon, you can get up to $3 million for 30 days of insurance. Fairly standard for a lot of travel insurance, but that's just wrapped up in your cost of this Aon insurance product, which also includes stolen bike insurance, canceled race entry insurance, sick insurance if you get sick and you can't travel to a race, broken bike insurance. All of that mixed together makes this an absolutely amazing deal that covers just about all of the, let's call them snafus, that typically happen to a lot of triathletes and their bikes the more that they travel. So go check out aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. Let's get into today's question.
Hey Taren, Glenn here from Leongatha, Victoria. I've just gotten into indoor training and Zwifting on my iPad, and I wondered how best to manage my tech and data collection through all forms of my triathlon training, both indoor and outdoor. I primarily use a Fenix 5 with a Garmin Tri heart rate monitor. I don't have a bike computer yet, and I use those two things to collect all of my data. But given that the iOS version of Swift only uses Bluetooth, when training indoors, I can't collect my heart rate data. What are your thoughts?
Thank you very much for your question, Glenn, and I'll give you a very, very quick answer. This might go down in history as the quickest Trainee-ass podcast ever. Very simple answer, an Ant Plus dongle for iOS. You'll have that for the 30-pin connections and the Lightning connections, and you should be able to connect your Ant sensors that way. Now, let's talk about collecting data in general. I believe in collecting data, but not necessarily using it to guide a ton of your training and being obsessed about it. Obsessing over your heart rate, over your watts, over your functional threshold power, over your training stress score and intensity factor on training peaks and things like that, I think that you are going to end up missing a lot of the art of being a triathlete. If people just constantly look at data after a workout to then guide future workouts, I think you're going to be missing out. For example, let's say you do a functional threshold power test and it says that your FTP is 250 and you set that and all of your future workouts based off of that no matter what for the next 3 months until you do another one. Then all of a sudden you get to a day where you're feeling like piss and vinegar and your body is capable of doing more and would benefit from doing more based off the zones, because let's say you're well-rested, you just hit a point in your weeks right where all of a sudden you can push a bunch of watts, but because your FTP number is 250, oh no, I'm not going to go any harder, even though I could. Well, you're going to be missing out on the training benefit of going harder. On the flip side of that, what if you're sick? And all of a sudden, because your FTP number says 250 and you've got to hit zone 2 and it's got to be 230 watts, but you just can't hit it no matter what, and you still push and push and push to get there, you're going to be digging yourself a hole, potentially making yourself sick. And this is just one example of not being in tune enough with your body to benefit from not being a slave to those numbers. So you mentioned heart rate, and I think that this is probably the single best data piece out there, and that's why I am actually answering this. Heart rate is a really good indicator of how hard you should go. If you end up having heart rate zones, whether you're sick or feeling really good, you get into those heart rate zones and your pace can adjust accordingly. So I do think that it's really important for you to be able to collect that heart rate data in real time on Zwift so that, let's say, you are feeling really good and your heart rate is lower than it should be, maybe you push a little bit more and you listen to your heart rate more than you do the power. So I think that that's important to get on your indoor training and all training, because it's a much more reliable example, much more reliable indicator than just boom, one test that you did on one day at one point in time. It's not like things like power are not fluid like heart rate can be in relation to things like heart rate variability. Okay, but they're probably too fancy to benefit you as far as what do you do day to day going forward. There's been lots of tests on its validity and can you actually use it to guide your training? And the answer has been not really any better than just listening to your own body. So I want to really just urge people and go on just a teeny tiny bit of a rant here that I've gone on here to get in touch with their body. Use heart rate data to feel how difficult things feel and day to day adjust how hard you push or how much you pull back, and not just being reliant on, oh, this was my heart rate. I've got to beat that next time. I've got to change it. It's got to be fluid. And you've got to be able to read what your paces are, what your rate of perceived exertion is, things like that. Looking back to the Iron War in 1989, some of the records that held up, that got set on that day, still hold up today. And those folks didn't really train with much more data than we have. Well, they trained with a ton less data than we have today, but they were in tune with their body. In a podcast that we did with Mark Allen, he said that he didn't think that athletes today would necessarily be capable of that race because they're too reliant on their data. So get yourself an Amp Plus dongle, Glenn. Pay attention to your heart rate, pay attention to the data, but don't be a slave to it and don't let it dictate all of your training. I hope that this helps you and other trainiacs out. Thank you to today's sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. If you're a Canadian triathlete, go to aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. And if anyone else wants to get their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask. While you're there, you'll love what we've got. If you click top left in the website, we have over a half a dozen free downloadable resources to help with your training. Finally, if you're liking these Trainee Ask podcasts, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. Really helps us out. Thank you, and we will catch you in the next episode. We'll be right back.